Welcome to the GB&I podcast.
Our vision is that Girls Brigade Northern Ireland will be recognised as a dynamic, relevant, Christ-centred organisation effectively reaching out to all girls to value, nurture and equip them for life. I really hope you enjoy listening to this episode.
Psalm 62. For God alone my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. You might have seen the Facebook post that was shared a few weeks ago, written by a teacher in Wuhan, who was recounting some of the positives she had taken from the experience of lockdown. At one point, she commented on the fact that she was able to hear birds singing outside her window for the first time ever. I pondered on the fact that despite living in a busy city directly beside an airport, I hadn't really noticed how quiet it had become since our lockdown began. I hear very few planes or sirens or traffic or people. And so it would be quite easy for me to spend my day or even part of my day in total silence before God. And yet, if I'm honest, sometimes this seems like the hardest thing to do. I realised that I had unintentionally filled my days and evenings with even more activity and technology than before. I had increased the noise. Sitting in silence is difficult. Spending time with God is an absolute privilege and blessing, but I don't know if, like me, you sometimes feel the need to fill the silence. To have worship music playing quietly in the background, or a podcast playing while you journal. And none of those things are bad or wrong. I think we just miss out on so much if we don't embrace the spiritual disciplines of silence and solitude. Reading through Psalm 62, I get the feeling that the psalmist, David, understood the importance of silence. David repeats the phrase, "My soul waits in silence," twice throughout this psalm, in verse 1 and verse 5. But who or what was he waiting for? I think the follow-up lines in both of these verses reveal the answer. David is waiting in silence for God because he says, "From him comes my salvation, and for my hope is from him." When was the last time you waited in silence to hear from God? I think we struggle with silence when we are doers, because we think of sitting in silence as the equivalent to doing nothing. Recently, I've been reminded that silence is rather more of an active sport, so to speak. In his book, Celebration of Discipline, Richard Foster says this: "Silence always involves the act of listening. Simply to refrain from talking without a heart of listening to God is not silence." See, the psalmist wasn't simply resting his voice. He was spending intentional time listening to God. And what was the outcome? Again, repeated twice in these verses, David says, "He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress, I shall not be greatly shaken," in verse 2 and verse 6. When we spend intentional time with God in silence and solitude, we hear from him, we learn more about who he is our rock and fortress. And the thing about building on rock is that we therefore cannot be shaken. So David repeats this pattern of acknowledging the importance of spending intentional quiet time with God, acknowledging what that has taught him about God's character, and acknowledging how this leads to an unshakable faith. And I think we too can learn from this pattern. Jesus sets the best example for us in relation to this. You see, Jesus was a popular, highly sought after figure with a schedule that was certainly more important than ours. And yet we are shown throughout the Gospels that retreating to solitary places was a regular practice for Jesus. It was so important to him that he was able to spend alone time with the Father, and therefore, so it should be for us. In this time of global pandemic, everything around us seems a little uncertain and wobbly, to say the least. The only way that we as Christians can remain unshaken is to build our lives upon the rock. And an important practice for getting us there is spending intentional quiet time with God and hearing from him. It is my prayer that over the next few weeks of lockdown, we can all set aside time each day and echo the cry of David's heart when he said, "For God alone, my soul waits in silence."
We would love it if you could share this podcast with others. If you would like to find out more about GB, check out our website, gbni.co.uk. You can also keep up to date with us by following us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.